I don't mind constructive criticism, nor I don't think any councillor really bothers them too much. But when you get harassment, where we were finding it through the AIALG when we carried out our survey of well over 50% of the councillors in Ireland, that the women, ladies in politics are finding it very, very difficult, and more so in cities rather than rural, where people are maybe in a city where you don't maybe know your councillor as well as you would do in a small town or village. That's where we have found the biggest problem we have. People coming into politics didn't realise that the abuse that they get. Most councillors doesn't mind constructive criticism, but when it goes down to family members, then that's when it really kicks in. Constructive criticism, if I've done something wrong and somebody gets, you shouldn't have done that, that's, I hold my hand up and say that's fair enough. But for the sake of somebody coming, maybe approaching you with not done the proper research or what you voted on or what you're saying, I would find that hard to take, and I would bounce back and tell them on no uncertain terms that's not what I meant. It's a game we're on. We have to, you must stand up. You can't be sitting back and taking the abuse. I've always said the noisy minority seems to get attention. But the majority of the people, I would say the majority of people, and I'm talking locally and on the show in Buncrana and Donegal, are quite happy with what the councillor does and the job that they do. But you don't have to be going telling everybody you're doing a great job, but you'll be told when you do a bad job.